Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa. Pass me that can of oxygen, because on this week's Vanderpump Rules, the tides seem to be turning in Tahoe, and Lala and Sheena seem to be making up with Tom.
But is Ariana gonna let it slide, or are they gonna lose her as a friend in the process?
You better believe we're gonna get into it all, but before we do, make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo Breaking News.
So we started this episode off with some quick flashes, but the one that caught my eye, and I'm sure caught yours too, was Sandoval writing in his journal. It was tough to see. And I don't know about you, but like I paused on the entry because obviously I had
of course
what he was writing.
And I think everyone paused. Collective pause.
And I mean, it was literally like a high schooler's journal. Today, I went to Tahoe and Sheena let me sit with them. I didn't get much sleep the night before, so I was very emotional. And it was just, you know, nothing groundbreaking, but probably the most interesting part was that part of it was blurred out and quite a few lines. There were like two lines in the middle of the entry and then like the whole last paragraph. Like, what the hell could that have said?
I have a feeling it was about Raquel, and I think Raquel like made a statement or had her lawyer put something where like she does not want any involvement in the show. That's my theory.
Well, but they've been talking about her for the last every episode since the season started, so I don't know what the journal entry could have said that was so bad, but yeah, I mean, it had to have been something that they couldn't show, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like it was something personal about like they talked about on the phone or well, actually, by this time, she had cut him off. So I don't know. I feel like it was something about Raquel, but let us know if you guys have any other theories.
Yeah, drop your theories. I'm very curious.
Okay, so then we move over to Sheena and Lala. They're in Sheena's bed. Brock's gone off to play golf early in the morning. And, you know, Sheena shares that she's really struggling with this trip because it's kind of making her, it's kind of reminding her of the old Sandoval, the Sandoval that she's been friends with for many years. And she shares something that I thought was really interesting. So she shared that during the pandemic, apparently her podcast got canceled. She was pregnant. She didn't have any income. And one day she woke up to money in her account from Sandoval, like several thousands of dollars. And I thought that was really telling because I think in a way she kind of maybe feels indebted to him a little bit. You know, whenever someone gives you money like that, even if it's a gift and they don't expect anything in return, I think you will always have that feeling. But also it just, you know, it was a time where he showed up as a friend and didn't expect anything back. I mean, the fact that we didn't hear about this until now and felt like he was going and bragging about it, I think says a lot to their level of friendship. And so she's feeling a certain way. And I think that, you know, that kind of sheds light into why this is so hard for her.
Yeah, no, this was a shock to me. But more importantly, I'm like, why did Sheena's podcast get canceled? I don't remember that happening. I did a quick Google search. I spent about 2 seconds looking to see why. I could not find an answer. But yes, this was very nice of Tom to do, obviously, if she was really struggling, but still doesn't quite make up for everything else for me. But so let's talk about the wellness retreat or yoga instructor or meditation or whatever the hell it was, because we have this instructor coming to the house that Tom has invited. And, you know, she's like, so what's been going on? Do you want me to focus on anything? And he's like, well, I had an affair and I slept with my girlfriend's best friend. And she's like, okay, kind of acting like obviously she knows she's there to film the show. I'm sure she's heard about Sandoval, as we all had by this point. It was just her reaction was really funny. But of course, they have the group all together. And, you know, it's not just a solo meditation. No, no, no. They're going to pair people together, obviously. And who's paired together? It just happens to be Sheena and Sandoval. Like, this isn't set up at all.
No, not set up. And can I just say, going back to his explanation, it did remind me of the Erica, Tom's house got broken into and he confronted the burglar and then he had to have eye surgery and my son went to check on him and he rolled the car 5 times home. It was like, I had an affair with my girlfriend of 9 years best friend and my phone fell out of my pocket and she found the video of me, you know, and her hooking up. And then now it's a whole big deal.
Yes, I see that. I see that. It's the new monologue. I love it. And Kyle is the instructor. Kyle is the instructor. But so we get Tom and Sheena paired together. They sit back to back and Sheena is losing it. She's getting super emotional. And, you know, she's basically saying she still has so much rage in her, which as she should. I would have rage, too, at this point. I mean, wouldn't you?
I would. But I OK, so I have a take on this scene. Let me know what you think. I feel like Sheena's real issue here is not that she's so emotional about losing her friendship with Tom and not that she's so emotional about what he's done to Ariana. I feel like she is emotional because she is being put in a place where she's sort of forced to be interacting with Tom. And I think she kind of wants to forgive him a little bit, but she's scared because she knows if she does, or if that gets back to Ariana that she was too buddy-buddy with Tom, then Ariana's going to cut her off. I think ultimately Sheena is scared of Ariana, and I think that's why she's feeling so conflicted here and like doesn't want it to come across as, oh, what's this? You're doing meditation with Tom now and you guys are doing breathing exercises together, because she is afraid that Ariana's going to take that and use that against her.
I like that take. I like that take. I mean, she's very quick to let Ariana know exactly what is going on, you know,
right,
texting her like the play-by-play and stuff. But like at the end of the day, I am Ariana in this situation. If you want to try to befriend my ex who fucked my best friend and cheated on me after we've been together for 10 years, then fuck you. I don't want to be friends with you anymore. I know that this is a special circumstance because they're on TV. They're on a TV show together. They're trying to drum up drama. So is that really like tit for tat? No. But I don't know. I'm Team Ariana here. I don't want to be friends with people that are friends with my ex. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's totally fair. But what about not friends, but just cordial? Like, does she expect them to just never talk to him again?
No, I think cordial is fine. Ariana understands there's a TV show going on. I think cordial is totally fine. Ariana is realistic. She just doesn't want to be any part of it. And I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent here, but like, why is this trip revolved around Sandoval? I feel like Sandoval should be the one that was left behind, not a part of the trip. I feel like Ariana and the gang should be going off on a trip without Sandoval, not the other way around. I know she has a lot going on, but like, why is it all about Sandoval? I feel like we're barely seeing anything about Ariana, but they're forcing us and forcing the group into this house with Sandoval alone when he should be the one that's still being punished and like being discarded from the rest of the group, in my opinion.
No, you're totally right. This is definitely giving, you know, producers pushing redemption arc. I'm seeing everyone call this out online, and I agree. Like, we are getting inundated with Sandoval sympathy content. And you're right. They should have let Ariana plan the first trip and let's see Sandoval left behind, you know, doing his cold plunges and band practice because he doesn't have anything else going on. But the meditation kind of takes a dark turn when the instructor asks them to turn and face their partner and look them in the eyes and says, pretend that this is the last time you will see this person. Like, oh my God, what a dark turn. You know, she's basically saying, pretend that this person is going to die tomorrow. How would you feel? Like, how would you feel about your current relationship with them, knowing that they will never, you know, that you'll never have another chance to speak to them? And it's, I mean, that's a toughie, right? Because even when you're so pissed at a person, like when you put it in perspective like that, no one wants to have guilt hanging over their head over how they've treated someone and then, you know, you don't get to say goodbye or something. So that just took a really dark turn for me.
Yeah, but come on, that line had to have been fed to her because they were talking about Sandoval committing suicide for the past 3 weeks. Like, of course she's going to like spin it. And now Sheena feels guilt because of what Lisa told her, what, last week or the week before, about Sandoval's dark thoughts. Like, I don't know. It was just too, like, on the nose.
I totally agree that line was fed to her by, you know, Mr. Alex Baskin, probably.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It was crazy. But, you know, Sheena starts to open up. She leaves, then she comes back and, you know, she sits back down with him and, you know, she kind of, you know, says she wants to let go of the hate. And he's like, I'm not the villain. I'm your friend. And she's like, I know who you are to me, but I don't know who you are to her. And he's like, oh, you don't understand. You don't understand. And it's just, he's still making excuses at this point. I feel like, you know, she's like, oh, there were genuine tears. I don't know. Yes, he's sad, but I just still feel like he's making excuses and he continues to time and time again in this episode.
Yeah. Okay, so then, you know, meditation ends. Sheena goes upstairs. She is like literally bawling her eyes out. Right away, she texts Ariana what's going on. She says, I paused on this text, of course, as well. And she said, you know, we did this group meditation thing and they paired us up and I was paired with Sandoval. They made me pair with Sandoval. We had to sit back to back and I was so uncomfortable the whole time. I was crying. And to me, this was a cover your ass text. Like, she doesn't want it to get back to Ariana what is going on without coming from her first, because she wants to control that narrative and doesn't want it to seem like she's cozying up to him. You know, Lala's there kind of consoling her, and it seems like Lala's kind of softening too, and she's saying, you know, listen, he made a mistake. Like, we can't keep crucifying him, basically. And so, you know, we're kind of seeing this opening here for some resolution for them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It was really interesting. I mean, we have Ariana saying she's not going to be friends with them, which, again, I'm on Ariana's side. So we'll see how this plays out. We know in real life they're all friends again. So this is really just like a moot point. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But another interesting thing was what we heard from Brock in the gondola. Because he, of course, is in the gondola with the Toms. They're talking about everything. They're talking about the Sheena of it all in the meditation. But he brings up that Tom's camp was responsible for dropping the rumor of Brock also hooking up with Raquel during Scandoval. I don't know if you remember this rumor, but I remember it. I think I did an about it because I think it was from Dumois or something like that. But Tom's camp was responsible for dropping this to like take the attention off of him during this time. Like, and Brock has proof?
Yeah, that's not a good look. And I thought it was so interesting when Tom said, you'll never find any evidence of that. He didn't say, I didn't do that, we didn't do that. He said, you'll never find any evidence saying that we did that. So they probably did that. And that's pretty fucked up. And, you know, here we are, like, Brock is sort of trying to make peace with him, trying to get him to understand where Sheena's coming from, why she's so upset. And it's like every time they give Sandoval a chance and it seems like they might be making progress, then Tom gets angry, gets upset. He throws it back in their face and says, you know, you guys intentionally hurt us. What Raquel and I did wasn't to intentionally hurt someone. And he throws it back at them. And then Brock says, your girl put a restraining order on my wife, bro. Like, so it's just things are getting fiery. And it's like Tom he just can't help himself. Like, he just needs to listen. Much like Dorit, sometimes it's better to just sit back and listen and not speak.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. He keeps digging himself deeper and deeper and placing blame on everybody else but him. But, you know, let's talk about the photo because, of course, we all remember the photo. I don't know about you, but I was like following this Tahoe trip every second on social media while it was happening. So to see it all play out on the show is kind of interesting. But the photo, the group photo where Sheena's arm is around Tom, that like totally blew up the internet and everybody was hating on Sheena. Like, what do you think about that? Do you think that Sheena deserves the hate that she got for it? Or do you think like she's innocent in this?
I mean, I think it's just a photo. I think everyone read way too far into it. Like she said, it was a fan coming up saying, can I get a picture with you guys? I don't think they thought twice about it. I mean, what was she going to do? Like, oh, you go stand over there. Someone had to stand next to him or say, Tom, get out of the picture. Like, it's just he had to stand next to someone. It just happened to be she. And, you know, shit happens.
I agree. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think people made it a really big deal when it actually wasn't. But, you know, that same day, or I guess the next day, Sheena did end up crying in Tom's arms, basically, and making up with him. So there's that. There's, you know, she's not so innocent in it. But in the photo, I'll let it slide. So we have Katie and Ariana doing interviews for Something About Her. But Sheena is going to FaceTime and interrupt and tell Ariana exactly what's going on the trip, like she's been doing this entire time. And she's telling Ariana basically, like, about the meditation, how she got genuine tears from Sandoval. And she's basically like, I can't keep hating him for you. And honestly, Casey and Ariana's reactions are like the new meme. Like, Ariana's like, okay, like, is this girl okay? Because Sheena is still really emotional about it. And, you know, Katie is not having it. She's like, girl, you're losing it. Like, Ariana's about to cut you off. Like, you better be careful, because Ariana's not going to put up with this.
Yeah. I mean, listen, does Sheena need to be telling her all these things? No. Like Katie said, know your audience. Like, even if you're feeling this way, you don't have to voice your, you know, feelings of sympathy for Tom to Ariana. Like, just keep that to yourself, Sheena, or talk to Brock about it. Don't talk to Ariana about it, because she doesn't want to hear it. And I wouldn't either. But like, I do want to say, and this might be unpopular, but like, I don't like how Ariana sort of seems to be weaponizing her friendship against people in saying, look, if you're friends with him, I'm cutting you off. Because I just think that it's not always that black and white. Like you said, they're on a TV show together. They're going to come in contact together. They had a friendship established before Ariana and Sheena's friendship. And I just feel like it's sort of a little too judge and jury to me. And Katie is really quick to be there and be the enforcer and say, well, they're talking to Sandoval. Well, looks like Sheena's getting too close to Sandoval. Like, are you going to be friends with them? Are you going to cut them off? And she's sort of egging it on. And I don't like that. I'm not going to go so far as to say, oh, Ariana's the villain of this season, because I don't think that at all. But it does feel to me like she's sort of weaponizing her friendship and saying, like, I will be friends with you. I will not be friends with you. And I don't know. It's just not making, it's not sitting right with me.
Well, I just kind of think this is almost like a I told you so moment for Katie. You know, like, she's hated, her and Sandoval have hated each yeah. other for years. You know, she said how bad of a person Sandoval has been, even while being friends with Ariana. So, like, she's kind of like at this point, like, I told you so, he's a bad person. And Ariana is looking at it from the way of, you know, guys, if he did this to me, imagine what he could do to you if you let him back into your life. So I don't think she's being super selfish about it. I think she's also kind of looking at, okay, like, this guy is dangerous and could turn on you in a second. So I don't know if I would trust him. So I don't know. I see both sides, but let's get into the Lala and Tom argument, because this scene on the boat was probably, I don't know, the best scene of the episode, but it turned quickly because Lala confronts Tom. And I guess some article came out the day of Scandoval that Tom was saying how Lala wasn't real. And she, you know, she's going to call him out on it, because she's like, I'm not being real. Are you kidding me? After having a 7-month affair and lying to us all about it, you're saying I'm not real. Of course, Sandoval is going to turn it on her and place the blame back on Lala, saying, well, you hid a 6-year relationship from us for most of the relationship and didn't tell us shit. And I just think that Sandoval needs to stop bringing up the past and right. other people's problems to make up for what he did.
He did the exact same thing to Lala that he did to James in the first episode. You know, James came to him, sort of gave him an opportunity to say, I'm sorry. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it without bringing up something from the past that, you know, he felt he had been wronged and throwing it in their face. So this is now the third time that he's done that. He did it with James. He did it with Brock in the gondola and Sheena. And now he's doing it with Lala. And, you know, she's saying, dude, all I wanted is a fucking apology for you saying that I'm not real. And that, you know, that was a bit hypocritical for you to say when you were hiding all of this from us. And he just couldn't do it. And so it just blows up once again. He is like, literally take one step forward, 10 steps back every single time. And they're going to stop giving him chances. Like, I don't know what he expects, but he just gets defensive and upset every single time, you know, they sort of prompt him to give him an apology or to give them an apology. And, he just needs to like take it. Like, this is not the moment for you to bring up all the transgressions that you think, you know, have transpired against you. Like, this is the moment for you to just sit back, be humble, apologize, and keep your head down.
Yeah, I mean, they do end up making up, but in my opinion, it's too quick, Lala. Like, go back to what you said about him isolating and grooming Raquel, that you were triggered when
yeah.
he said that, you know, if Raquel goes against Tom, she will have nobody. I feel like that alone describes this whole situation and what they should be upset about him. Like, he is a dangerous, manipulative guy. And the fact that Lala says that and then within 5 minutes is hugging him, crying, making up, like, no. Let's go. Let's talk more about that. Let's, you know, make him hold him accountable for that. Don't just move on.
Right. Like, what do you really believe? Do you believe that he's a scary, manipulative person? Or do you, you know, is he okay to be hugging and being friends with?
Yeah, it's I don't get it. It's like they're so quick to move on. It's like, I'm going to say the couple things that I've been angry about for 3 months and then like it's done. Like, we can all move on. Like, that's too quick for me, guys. Like, we need to carry this out more. But I don't know. We get back to the house. Sheena's upset about the goddamn photo, and it seems like she's taking it out on Ariana, which is like totally like, you know, misdirected anger, but she's so upset. Ariana's not coming to her defense for this photo. Like, that is not Ariana's job. And then, you know, we get the scene, of course, that everybody's up in arms about. Why can't this be about me? You know, I'm so happy for Ariana for getting Dancing with the Stars, but that was my dream. I wanted that so much. And it's like, girl, okay, again, just because you think this doesn't mean you have to say it. Like, oof.
Yeah. And then when I was shocked when Lala came on in the confessional and said, Ariana needs to get her head of her out of her ass and return the favor and be the kind of friend to Sheena that Sheena has been to her. I was like, oh, damn, that, you know, that's a pretty shocking thing to say. And here's my thing about this. I feel like Sheena is realizing in this whole situation, what's Ariana gotten out of it? She has gotten brand deals. She's gotten commercials. She has gotten, you know, national acclaim. She's on the cover of magazines. And what's Sheena gotten out of all of this? She has gotten hate. She's gotten a restraining order. She's gotten court dates. And she's lost friends. So I think she's starting to realize, like, damn, maybe I should remove myself from this fight a little bit and like not be so involved, because it doesn't seem to be working out as good for me as it is for Ariana. And I think she is like realizing this and it's just hitting her.
Well, but in the same sentence, she's saying, why can't it be about me for once? I want to make it about me because I was affected by this and I want everybody to see how helpless and hurt I was. So I don't know. It seems like she wants more attention about what she went through. I mean, let's be real. Her podcast ratings went up for sure. She had Ariana on multiple times. She had the Uber One as Good as Gold collab. I mean, come on. She started.
Oh, yeah. She wants the attention for sure, but she got a lot of negative stuff happening around it too. And I think she is starting to resent that. Like, I think she is a little bit resentful of how well things have gone for Ariana and how not so great things have gone for Sheena.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll continue to be the Sheena and Sandoval show for a while. I don't know how here I am for that, but of course, I'm going to be here to let it play out and give my hot takes. So make sure you guys subscribe so you don't miss any more recaps or Bravo breaking news. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everyone.